All right, good evening. So now we continue on Hilchos Orla here. I was able to go running this afternoon, listen to a shiur by Rabbi Rice. We'll see if we get into it, not tonight. Then the issue of pineapple, that because of Orla, there are some who have suggested in the last couple of years that pineapple should be completely usser. Because if you consider that pineapple grows from a tree, yeah, that's right, Sheldon. Right, but if you consider that pineapple grows from a tree, so it doesn't, it grows from a tree that really disintegrates or doesn't really put out any fruit after 2 or 3 years. So all pineapples, so forget about Suffolk or Le Bechutzlaretz, right? Because all pineapples on the market are going to be within 2 or 3 years old, right? So anyway, that suggestion is out there. We'll get to some of the details of that later on. A little bit of it touches on what we are dealing with tonight. We'll see. Okay, so last week we talked about the issue of net derivai. So net derivai, right, the fourth year thing, what comes out of the fourth year is allowed to be eaten, but needs to be brought to Yerushalayim, much along the lines like Meisr does. So that's where we... Okay, so the Rambam writes here in the Tur. So the Tur really quotes the Rambam, and then he quotes the Rush. So the Rambam, so the Tur here says, Kasava Rambam, She'in net derivai nohig b'chutz la'aretz. That the din of net derivai, so that is not applicable outside of Eretz Yisrael, right? The din of Orla is, right? Not necessarily in the same way that it is in Eretz Yisrael. We'll see about that. But the din of net derivai is, the Rambam says, is not nohig at all in chutz la'aretz. I mean, once you get to year 4, so then it's allowed to be eaten, and you don't have to worry about anything anymore. So the... That's what the Rambam says. El miyad achar chamisha asar b'shvat shel revi'is is immediately after Tu B'Shvat of the fourth year, the fourth Tu B'Shvat, right? Muteres miyad below pidyon. So it's permitted right away, no requirement for a pidyon or anything like that. Aval be'eretz Yisrael, noeg bein b'zman habayis bein shelo b'zman habayis. But in Eretz Yisrael, so then it is noeg, right? Whether during time of the Beis Hamikdash, not during time of the Beis Hamikdash. We discussed last week some of the issues of pidyon, that we don't necessarily have to be podit for its equivalent, but there still is a halacha of net derivai, that would only be in Eretz Yisrael, not in Chutz La'aretz. V'horu mixus ha-ga'onim, she'eino noig b'chutz la'aretz. However, some of the ga'onim said that it's not noig in Chutz La'aretz, ela b'kerem, v'lo b'shari lanos, ve'ein lahora zu iker. He says, some of the chacham said, this is actually the Rambam quotes some of the ga'onim as saying that it is only noig by kerem and not by other ilanos, Vein lahora zu iker. And we don't pass in that way, right? We assume that the entire thing is putter. However, my father, the Rush, hiskim loras hagaonim. The Rush agreed with the psak of the gaonim. I mean, the Rush said that, no, that makes sense. We're going to distinguish between kerem and neter, meaning between vineyards and trees. Trees are not going to be, are not going to have an issue outside of Israel, but kerem, of net derivai outside of Israel, but kerem will be. Why are we making this distinction? So that then gets into the Gemara in Maseches Kiddushin. So if you go back to page 1, that was in this source booklet this week. So the Rambam, right, he quotes from Rambam Perek Yud from Malchus Asuros, and he says, Shinira lo kein mifnei shalo amru she'isr b'chutz la'aretz ela orla. Because the only time that the Gemara talks about there being a problem in chutz la'aretz is only with regards to orla. V'kal v'chomer advarim. And he says, V'kal v'chomer, mas suri yeshi chayeves b'maisros uveshvias midivreim ein chayeves b'net revai chutz la'aretz lo kol shekein. Shalo yehe net revai noegba. Aval be'eretz Yisrael noegba bein b'fnei habayis bein shalo b'fnei habayis. So he says, and I'm not sure where he's getting this from with regards to the kal v'chomer from Surya, but it's chayiv in Meiser, and it's chayiv in Shvius, and it's not, and we're not chayiv in net derivai. Not sure how he knows that. But chutz la'aretz certainly is not going to be chayiv. Shein shelo yeh net derivai noigba. Aval be'eretz Yisrael, we're going to be accustomed to it, whether the Beis Hamikdash is standing or not. The Ran says, learns this from Rosh Hashanah, v'sot parakam de kedushin, the sugas Yerushalmi, the misukas, the mesechas Meiser sheni, mucha kidvarav. Fine. So he assumes that there's no net derivai outside of Israel. He says Varashba Kasav Bechuva. No, Shetamo Shel Ram Mifnei Shelamdu BeKedushin Revai Mi Meiser Sheni. So the Rashba says, well, I'll tell you what the Rambam is doing. The Rambam is making a comparison to the laws of Maaser Sheni. In fact, that's where the Rambam places the halachos of Netar Avai, in Hilchos Maaser Sheni. I mean, Netar Avai has a lot of similarities to Maaser Sheni, and has a lot of similarities to Orla, right? Orla in that it's based on the years from the time that it was planted, and it has a lot to do with Maaser Sheni, because it has to, because the halacha is that you bring it to Eretz Yisrael. To Yerushalayim. However, Maaser Sheni is only knowing in Eretz Yisrael. So there you're left with the question of, okay, so which one is it more comparable to with regards to its halacha and Chutz La'aretz? So the Rashba says that he understands the Rambam, but he learns it out, revived from Maaser Sheni, Gzeir Shavah, the Kaddish, Kaddish, Vesavah, Harav, right, the Ma Maaser Sheni ain't knowing b'Chutz La'aretz, Afar Ravai ain't knowing b'Chutz La'aretz. Just as Ravai is not outside of, just as Maaser Sheni is not knowing with fruits that come from outside of Israel. So to Ravai is going to be the same thing. Okay, so that is the Shita of the Rambam. However, along comes the host of other Rishonim. This is the Valdasa Tosos, Rabbeinu Yonah, Vaharashba, Vaharash, right? The Af B'Chutz La'aretz knowing. That no, we are going to be knowing it in Chutz La'aretz. El Shakasu, now on page 2, She'enu knowing El B'Kerem, V'lo B'Shari Lanos, V'chein Dasa Rav Achagon, K'moshe Echto V'Samuch V'Siyat D'Shmaya. As we'll write shortly. Now, where is he getting this distinction from? So that's in the next section here, where he says, right, in the beginning of Brachos, I put on the Gemara from Sechas Brachos, but truth is, we can just learn that from here, right, Ifligu Tanai, that there's a Machlokas Tanayim there. Chad Tani Netar Avai, V'chad Tani Kerem Ravai. One taught a brisa there, that is the beginning of Ketzad Mevarchim, and we touched on this already last week, where the beginning of Ketzad Mevarchim, the Gemara tries to figure out if there's a din d'oraisa of making brachos before brachos, meaning how do we know that we make brachos before we eat? And the Gemara tries coming up with pasuk, and eventually it says that it's only din d'rabban. But along the way, so it quotes a pasuk. I think the very first thing it quotes is this pasuk indicating that you have to make a bracha beforehand. And the Gemara says, no, that's referring to orla netaravai, meaning something has to be sort of acknowledged before you can use it, before you can benefit from a tree. So it needs to go through a couple of years of orla netaravai, and then you'll be able to consume it. So the Gemara has a machlokas there. Right? Is that referring to only Netar Avai, or is it referring to Netar Avai or Kerem Ravai? And Tosos and the Rush will say that Halacha commanded Tani Kerem Ravai, the Chol HaMekel Ba'aretz Halacha Kamoso B'Chutz La'aretz Kedisa L'Kamon Pirkin, as we say later on in the pasuk, later on in the parak. Right, what's that talking about? So there's a machlokas tanayim, right? We know Netar Avai applies outside of Israel. It suggests there. Now the Rambam could just say we don't pass on like that Gemara. But the Gemara there says we know that there's something that applies outside of Eretz Yisrael, and it's a machlokas whether it's Netar Avai or Kerem Avai, meaning trees or grape or vineyards. And the Gemara says, well, halacha kemekel be safek orla b'chutz la'aretz is mekel. So therefore we say, all right, so we'll be mekel on it, right? It's a safek. We're not sure which one it applies to. So therefore one has the right to be lenient. So that's the way those Rishonim learn. V'chein kasav Rabbeinu Yonah b'shem Rav Achagon. And that's what Rabbeinu Yonah quotes the name Rav Achagon as well. V'chasav she'ri. Now I assume the ri is referring to Rabbeinu Yonah. Right, in Gemara, it's in Gemara Brachos, it's actually in the, right, where we have the Ran and the, there's a riff in the back of most Mesechlos, is either the, Ran or Nimuke Yosef on most Mesechlos. In Brachos, it's the Talmidei de Rabbeinu Yonah. So it's not necessarily Rabbeinu Yonah himself, it's his students. So therefore, they're right. But Rabbeinu Yonah says, Shein Zurai, it's not a proof. The Efshar Shalo Amru Kol HaMekel Ba'aretz Halacha Kamosu B'Chutz La'aretz El Gabei Tzlaf Dafka Aval B'Shar Duch Deilo. He says that when do we say the Halacha, we have the right to be Mekel when something comes up outside of Eretz Yisrael with regards to Orla? We say it's only with regards to a Tzlaf. What's a Tzlaf? We had this word already. Tzlaf is translated at least as a, what?
Caper bush.
As a caper bush. Right. Do we know what a caper bush is?
I haven't seen it, but apparently it has berries.
Okay, right. What is a, okay, I don't really know what that is. All right, some kind of a quick Google search does not give me an easy answer here. All right, so anyways, so it applies to that kind of suffix, but a suffix l'halacha, so who says that that's going to apply there? So he says, by other types of things, where it's not a suffix as to what the, like how to analyze something, but rather just a suffix about what the halacha is, so therefore one does not necessarily have the right to be makil there. I mean, you could make the same case the opposite direction, but anyways, that's what Rabbeinu, that's what he says. Rabbeinu Yonah Atzmo, Hevi Rayel Divrei Rida Besof, Beperek Kamed Kedushin, Gabi Kalayim, Lo Amru Kola Makil Ba'aretz Halacha Kamusa Bechutzlar. So of course, by Kalayim, we don't say that. Now, the Kalayim Mishnah, that's the Mishnah that we talked about a lot in the last section. We talked about Chadash and Yashan, because that's the Mishnah where it says that Kalayim and Orla are knowing outside of Eretz Yisrael. And then, of course, Rebbe Elazar is saying, and even Chadash also applies outside of Eretz Yisrael. Right? And for some reason, we pass on like Rebbe Elazar in that case. So it's that Mishnah that we're talking about. So there he says, so Kalayim, we only said, we're making an Eretz, Alach Kamosu Chutzlaretz. Sorry, we don't say it by Kalayim. But he concludes by saying that, yeah, but the minhag, right, it's a pretty good taina, Rabbeinu Yonah is raising, that it's not exactly a suffix here, like just not understanding what the halacha is, isn't exactly a suffix, but yet, nevertheless, that's what he, but that's a good taina, but nevertheless, we paskin lukula on the netaravai issue. Now, there is an interesting Rav Chaim, which is this comes into play with regards. So we're good so far. This is that machlokas. Okay, well, actually, while we're here, let's do Ches, and then we'll see the Rav Chaim. So Ches here, if you see Ches in the tour, so the tour there says, Orla noheges b'chol makom kol zman, b'mishal goy, b'mishal yisrael, that it's noheg everywhere, at all times, whether owned by a goy or whether owned by a Jew. El Shabaretz Yisrael, hu min ha-Torah, right, so this is a term that we've been alluding to a bunch of times, that that in Eretz Yisrael it is min haTorah, and outside of Eretz Yisrael it's halacha Moshe miSinai. Now some people right away say derabbanan. That's not derabbanan. Halacha Moshe miSinai is not derabbanan. There's some kind of mesorah about that application of orla outside of Eretz Yisrael. So the And it's a question, and it doesn't matter whether it belongs to a guy or whether it belongs to a Jew. So what is this halacha of Orla outside of Eretz Yisrael? It keeps popping up, right? What's the difference between it and Eretz Yisrael versus outside of Israel? So if you take a look on page 4 or so. Where are we here? Yeah, page 5, right? So page 5 has a comment from Rav Chaim, a pretty simple chakira that he lays out. So this is that Rambam that we've been quoting a bunch of times already, right? He quotes the Rambam on the top, right on the right column over there. So he says, Yirali she'ein din net deravai noy b'chutzlaretz ala ochal perushan revius below pidyon klal shelo amru ela orla. Right, the rabbi says there's no net deravai in chutzlaretz. V'kal v'chomer advar umasru yishachayev se maisuzu v'shvius ben divrayim einu chayev es ben net deravai. That we have dinei derabanan about Shemitah and Meiser in Surya, it doesn't apply to net deravai. Certainly outside that whole area it won't apply. That distinction of the Gaonim. And he says, I don't pass in that way. So the Rav Chaim here says, how do we understand this machlokus between the Rambam and the Gaonim? What exactly are they arguing about? So he says, "Dinei yesh lefarish halacha d'orla noheges b'chutzlaretz b'tshrei gavne." This halacha, right, this very odd, strange malacha, which almost has no parallel at all. That like there's a halacha, there's a mitzvah, there's a din, and it's subject and it applies in chutzlaretz, but it applies in chutzlaretz different than it applies in Eretz Yisrael. We think of any other examples like that, operating on a deoraisa level. I mean, there are certainly some halachos there, like, you know, I don't know, birchas kohanim or something, but that's not a definitional halacha that it's going to be different. Right here, it's almost like they're operating in different in different ways, right? One's a fulfilling a mitzvah in the Torah. Another one's fulfilling a mitzvah that is halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai, whatever that means. So the Rambam here says, well, you can understand it in two ways. Now, lo havadai de'or l'chutzlars v'or l'seret Yisrael tre milinin, right? There are two things. V'chol k'bidineim. And if they're two different things, they have different halachos. V'chidachazin de be'ikar halacha nemar de'or l'chutzlaretz vadai iser v'sveika mutter. That we see, Orla and Chutz Laretz, if it's definitely Orla, it's Aser, and if it's a Safik, it's Mutter. Uveretz Yisrael, Bein Vada, Bein Sveika, Aser. But in Eretz Yisrael, it's going to be Aser no matter what. Elet Tzarchiyun, Im Hecha, Shenoagin Orla B'Chutz Laretz, As Gamhi B'Chlal, Orla Haksuv B'Torah. He says, wait a second, how does that work? Right? We're keeping Orla outside of Eretz Yisrael. How could you say that it's different than the Orla that's mentioned in the Torah, right? The Torah lays out halachos of Orla. It applies to Eretz Yisrael, it applies in Chutz Laretz. So if it's a mitzvah in the Torah, it's a mitzvah in the Torah. If you're going to say it doesn't apply outside of Israel, so it doesn't apply outside of Israel at all. Fine. But we are saying it applies outside of Eretz Yisrael, but it applies differently. So why is that? Rav Chaim wants to know. So he says, Ella, right, Hechishu, right, the ikar halacha ba legilu yakra. Right, where the halacha comes, right, to clarify the pasuk. Dafal gav the chol mitzvos hatuluyus be'eretz einon noheges ela ba'aretz. That all mitzvos having to do with the land are only subject in the land of Eretz Yisrael. Aval orla shiny v'noagim b'chol makom. But orla is different; applies everywhere. Okay, v'im kein gam orla schutz laretz nichlala bikra de orla. Right? So if that's the case, then you would say that Orla and Chutz Laretz is included in Orla. If that's the case, the halacha should be very similar. So, denema, or you could say as follows. The havadai de Orla hamur b'Torah eino ela be'Eretz Yisrael. He says, definitely the Orla mentioned in the Torah is only in Eretz Yisrael. For Orla Chutz Laretz eino nechlala b'zeh. Orla Chutz Laretz is not mentioned in the Torah at all. Right? It's not included in that pasuk. It's a different mitzvah. Verakti sura mehalacha. Right? It's only asur mehalacha. Right? Mehalacha meaning halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai. V'chol ik, I assume that's what he means. V'chol ikar isura hu rak mehalacha Moshe Mi-Sinai v'lo mikra. Right? The pasuk, right? What's the source that Orla is chayv and chutz laretz? Halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai. Right? Okay, halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai what? That there is a prohibition of eating fruit the first 3 years in chutz laretz. Okay, is that the same thing as Orla mentioned in the Torah? No! No! It's different. It's different. It's a totally different mitzvah. That's it. It's a totally different mitzvah. And he says, V'nafkamina, I skip a line here. Oh, the name. Right, davade d'orla mur b'tor ina ela v'aretz Yisrael. Orla schutzar ina chol above. Rakti sur v'el. Right. V'nafkamina, says Rav Chaim, le'inyan net d'rvai. So one nafkamina then comes up with regards to this halacha of netar ravai, right? Im halacha ba legalos degam orla chutz laretz nichlalas beparsha, because if the halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai is coming to tell us that orla chutz laretz is included in the pasuk in the Torah, right? The Torah tells you to keep this halacha of orla, and comes halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai to tell you that, oh, and by the way, that same pasuk is going to apply outside of Eretz Yisrael. So Meila, the Eish Lomer, the Gam Netaravai, came to this Kishu Orlis. And then I would say Netaravai would apply too, right? It's the very next pasuk. So therefore you would make that connection. As opposed to, if you just say that no, it's a new hisser, Me'alacha Moshe Mi-Sinai, that we have this tradition of a totally separate prohibition. Im kein memela dein iser ravai shayach b'chlaza. If you're going to say it's a totally separate prohibition, and out of nowhere we have this idea of called Orla Chutz Laretz, so then guess what? There's no net to ravai that's going to be attached to it. V'yamad nemra alacha nemra nemra v'yamad lo nemra lo nemra. I mean, what Alacha Moshe Mi-Sinai says, Alacha Moshe Mi-Sinai says. What it doesn't say, it doesn't say. In which case, we're not going to be subject to Orla and Chutz Laretz. So, where, and then Rav Chaim comes along and says, I'll bring a raya. He says, "V'nira de davar zeh b'machlokas shanoi." That this idea is subject to machlokas. Dinei Harambam in Hilacha Chaf Aleph Sham Pasuk that ochel kezayis me orlas chutz laretz makin oso makas mardus. Right, what's the prohibition for eating orla? Well, sorry, what's the punishment for eating orla? I'm not sure what the punishment is. I believe it's is it Misavidei Shemayim?
It's not Makos. Don't
remember. Maybe it's Makos. Yeah, I don't remember. Most of the mitzvah tulius ba'aretz issues are Misavidei Shemayim. their nether vibration of. Overall, mitzvah zuv achal kazaisi pirus e ilan tok shnei orla o afilim mishum repri osai du shenes or imo chayiv malchus. Okay, we chayiv malchus on it. So comes along the Rambam here and says, oh, by the way, if you eat a kazaisi from orla chutz laaretz, you get malchus mardus. So why are you only chayiv malchus mardus, right? You should be chayiv malchus, right? Why are you saying, oh, we're going to give you malchus durabun? Why? Right? V'im neim ad ha'lacha shel orla ba l'galoi de orla schutz laaretz nechla b'isar orla shebekra im kina rei hi b'lav shel Torah v'lo kena leha malchus d'oraisa. Right? If you're going to say it's an issue d'oraisa, and you're going to say that it's an extension of orla, that orla applies outside of Eretz Yisrael as well, so give the guy malchus. Why are we only saying malchus mardus, orla Eretz Yisrael? But the Rambam doesn't hold that way. The Rambam holds that it's a totally different halacha. If it's a totally different halacha, so then you don't have a source that somebody who violates orla outside of Eretz Yisrael is included in the regular prohibition. Therefore, you don't have a source teaching that you're going to be chayiv makos on it. So therefore, the Rambam says, okay, so you're not going to be chayiv makos if you eat orla outside of Eretz Yisrael. If you eat orla of fruit grown outside of Eretz Yisrael, because it's a totally different halacha, and therefore completely disjointed. Okay, so that is the ongoing chakim here. So with that in mind, that machluk is between the Rambam and the other Rishonim. So now, so we understand. One more second here.
So the Rambam holds that Netzer Ravai is permitted outside of Israel,
right,
and the other Rishonim hold that it is not.
Right, right. The Rambam holds that Netzer Ravai is not a thing outside of Israel at all. But the other Rishonim seem to say that it is a thing to a point, meaning the Rabbeinu Yonah holds that it's both, meaning it applies to Netta as well as, sorry, applies to both, yeah, to trees as well as to vineyards. And most Rishonim say, no, it'll apply to vineyards, it's not going to apply to trees. Okay? Okay, so now.
Seems kind of random to me. So, what, the vineyards and not trees, and
why one and not the other?
Yeah, and then why?
Right. So, to understand that, you have to learn. You have to go in the Gemara itself, where it makes that distinction. See if I could easily pick it up. I can't work out the Gemara so quickly here. Because I think what the Gemara is saying is that there's more of a din of Netter Ravai when it comes to, well, it's not called Netter Ravai, it's called Kerem Ravai, when it comes to the grapes, because part of bringing it to Yerushalayim is bringing it for shir, to have song with it. So Yayin lends itself to song, which other fruits do not necessarily lend itself in the same way. So therefore, there's a stronger connection of the for the vineyards than it is for the trees themselves. So the Shulchan Aruch here. So the Shulchan Aruch has an interesting breakdown. I mean, based on what we said, I would have predicted the Shulchan Aruch not paskening the way that it does. So if we look in the Shulchan Aruch at page 6 or so.
7.
Okay. Right. So the so he paskins as follows, right? Sif Zion here. Says din netter ravai noeg af b'chutz laaretz. Right, the din of netter ravai is noeg even outside of Eretz Yisrael, and netter ravai is netter ravai. That's the trees. Right? V'yesh mi she'omer, and there are those who say, she'enu noeg el ba'aretz, aval b'chutz la'aretz, perus habayim achar she'avru shnei orla, mutarim b'lo pidyon. Says, and those that say that it's not knowing except for an Eretz Yisrael and chutz la'aretz, after the third year is over, so then it's permitted without pidyon. And then the Ramah here says, V'yesh omerim she'enu noeg b'chutz la'aretz, rak b'kerem v'lo b'shari la'os. Right? The Ramah is then the one who brings up the distinction, says it's going to apply to kerem, it's not going to apply to the rest of the ilanos. So this is odd, right? This is odd that the Rambam, right? So how's the Shulchan Aruch here paskening? So who's the source of the first halacha, that it's no netar avai applies even outside of Eretz Yisrael? So that is that's Rabbeinu Yonah. Right, Rabbeinu Yonah is not the majority opinion, right? Right, usually, right, the Rambam is passing like the Rush, the Riff, the Rambam, and when the Riff and the Rush are going against the Rambam, so they quotes the Rambam as a Yesh Misha Omer. So he does, right? He quotes the Rambam as a Yesh Misha Omer here, right, implying that we don't really paskin like that Rambam, right? The Rambam is saying that there's no din of Netar Ravai. The issue is that the halacha that he does quote seems like it's not following the majority of the Rishonim, right? It seems like it's only following the Shita of Rabbeinu Yonah. And then the Ramah is left to quote from the other Rishonim, you know, the Rush, the Rambam, the Gaonim, he says, as well as the Tur in the name of all of them, saying that, oh, we split, we say it applies to trees, it's not going to apply to, it doesn't apply to trees, it only applies in a vineyard, making that distinction like the Shita of the Gaonim. So it's a little odd. Comes the Shach here and says, he says, Vishi Shomer, Hilkach Nira, the bein bekerem ravai uvein benetar ravai yesh liftos b'chutz la'aretz below bracha. Right? It sounds like the Shach says that, well, we should paskin. See, I'm not sure if the Shach does not. The Shach would hold like the Ramah, so I'm not sure what he's saying. At least he's saying that at least according to the Mechaber, you would say that netar ravai and kerem ravai are both going to apply even outside of Eretz Yisrael, and you would require a pidyon on all of them. Now, right, the last line where the Ramah seems to disagree, it's a little odd. Usually the Ramah begins with the words haga, right? Hey gimel hey, right? Like in the previous sif, you see it says haga, and then he quotes the Ramah, and it's not in parentheses. Here it's in parentheses. So I don't know who put. I have heard that those kinds of statements are not necessarily from the Ramah. That somebody put them in, and it looks like the Ramah, but it's not necessarily something that the Ramah himself wrote, which is would then explain why the Shach is saying, we're left with two choices. He maybe didn't have that text at the end, and certainly didn't believe that was the Ramah. Otherwise, he probably wouldn't have said anything. Or, that's one possibility. The other possibility is that he's just saying within the Mechaber this halacha. Right? For some reason, he's quoting Rabbeinu Yonah and not the rest of the Rishonim. But the Shach says, all right, well, if that's the way the Mechaber paskin, that's the way the Mechaber paskin. And therefore, we should be choshish for it and apply it, whether it's Netar Ravai or Kerem Ravai. Now, what did he do here? I mean, why did the Mechaber paskin in this somewhat strange way? So that's brought up at the bottom in the Pisrei Tshuva. So, in the Pisrei Tshuva on the bottom here, so he says, Ayin b'shar melech, perek tes b'hilchos meister sheni, shetema al ha-mechaber, dekan stam kisvaras tamidei Rabbeinu Yonah. He says, what are you doing? Right? Why are you paskening only like the svara of the tamidei of Rabbeinu Yonah? Right? V'ri hazaking, shehuvu b'veis Yosef, de netar avai noi b'chutz la'aretz. V'hainu mishum, d'lo amrinan, kol ha-meka ba'aretz, etc. El davka hicha de'itmar b'gemara. Elish achar kach kasav, period. Right? And that, I mean, why is he passing like that svara, which is that you're not going to apply halacha kamekel ba'orla b'chutz la'aretz, except for in only a limited certain cases, not in all cases. Why are you saying that? And he says, all right, and right afterwards he quotes the Rambam, b'shem Yesh Misha Omer, right? And he quotes the Rambam as Yesh Misha Omer, right? As, oh, and there's somebody who says, meaning the Rambam. However, later on in Sif Yud Zayin, he writes, that Afa Pisha Haminhag, etc., Ushum de Mavrich Umarkiv, Eno Chay Beorla, El Beretz Yisrael, right? If you do a Mavrich and Markiv, a grafting or a, the bend over thing, right, with regards to that, he says, that's only knowing in Eretz Yisrael. I mean, he's quoting a chumrah there. He says, oh, that chumrah is an Eretz Yisrael chumrah. Why? According to the svar that we're saying now, right, but not in Chutz La'aretz. Vusvaras harash, and that's following the rush. Mitaime, the chol ameika ba'aretz, right, that we follow kulas in Chutz La'aretz, in Chutz La'aretz, across the board. Right? So, but he says, why is it that over there we follow that kula of the rush, but over here we're not following the kula of the rush? Im kein divrei hamachaber sasri ha'adade. Ayin sham, v'ayin bi'er agra zal. And see the bi'er agra over here. Now, the bi'er agra is one of the larger bi'er agras that you ever come across, and I didn't go through his whole thing, but he starts off by saying, svara hashlishis ikr, v'hi svaras haga'onim v'chein stam l'kaman. Right? The third svara is the main svara. That's what the Gra says. We follow the third thing, which is following the Shita, the Rov Rishonim, which is how he wants to hold. But it also seems to imply that it's not the Shita of the Rama, otherwise the Gra would say so. And I didn't have a chance to plow through the entire Gra here, so how exactly, what he's saying, how he's proving it, but that seems to be the way we would come down. Meaning it sounds like, I would assume that that's the way the Gra would paskin l'maisa, and I assume that that's the way that we would paskin l'maisa. Well, it's a little hard to find any final psukim within this halacha of Netar Ravai outside of Eretz Yisrael. That's the way, and the halacha continues, and this dispute continues on for a little bit more. But anyways, that's how that comes down. Okay. All right, good so far. So the next halacha we saw in halacha ches, so we saw this already mentioned, we did this quickly as well in the tour. So what does he say here in halacha ches? Sifches. So orla noheges b'chol makom u'b'chol zman. But orla is noheg all the time, all places. Bein b'shel ovi kochavim, bein b'shel Yisrael. Whether the tree is owned by a guy or by a Jew. Elisha b'shel eretz Yisrael, he minatayra u'b'chutz la'ar salacha Moshe Messinai. Right, the difference in Eretz Yisrael it's Minat Torah. Outside of Eretz Yisrael, it's Halacha Moshe Misinai. And then comes the Ramah here, right? And this is clearly the Ramah, right? The Ramah is saying Hagah, right? Va'aser lilkot lo'ovi kochavim perus mi'ilan shelo shehi orla mishum shenene b'meshem machzik lo ha'ovi kochavim. What did it say?
Chova.
Chova. That's a chova.
Tova
alze, right? That why? Because you're benefiting from the orla. If that's the case, right? All right, we're back in the orla situation, right? And you're not permitted even to plant, to lilkot, to pluck on behalf of non-Jews from these from his tree, right? Because it's an orla din, and you're benefiting from the orla. How are you benefiting from the Orla? Because you're making money off of Orla, right? You're getting Hana from the Orla, and that you're harvesting it on behalf of the guy. So
he's saying you're benefiting because the guy is gonna feel that you did him a favor. That's how I read it.
Okay, either he's gonna pay you or he's gonna pay you in the future. Meaning, Right. As on the assumption that nothing is free, right? That which is a bigger chiddush. And the Shach points out, he says, Ayin le'el simin kuflamid gimel. Right? It goes on to the next page. Right? So what is simin kuflamid gimel? So maybe remember, those are the halachos of Yayin Nesach, where the same halachos apply. Right? The Jews shouldn't work on behalf of Stam Yinam, because they would then be benefiting from that. Now, it happens to be that we're more makel with Stam Yin, right? The Shach says limits it to only real Yayin Nesach as opposed to Stam Yinam. Actually had this recently. Where did this come up recently? Oh yeah, right. There's one of our establishments is having a dinner for a dinner for some of their benefactors. And they asked about wine. I just said, everything needs to be mevushal. Like, why is that? The person is halachically not Jewish. who was asking me the question. So what's the, why is that? I said, well, you know, that there's this concern about, you know, the Avodah Zarah issue and the issue of chasnus, the issue of intermarriage and preventing it, and all those sorts of things. But I also, whatever, we discussed how that comes about, but pointed out that the having non-mavushal wine at these things is like having poison around. Because even if you say, well, I'm going to have a mashkiach pour the mavushal wine into these cups, but essentially now you have usser wine. You have something that's treif in the, right, if a non-Jew or picks up that wine, or a non-religious Jew potentially as well, right, depending on how you paskin, picks up that wine, so that's usser. So now you have the wine in the cup, so now you put it in the dishwasher, right, so it's all over the place. So we are generally very, very macher. We had a, there was one, I don't know, there's one time where there's like very, very, very private party where sort in one of our places that sort of allowed it. It was a shas et chak situation, and they said you have to use disposable cups. Right, it's just not, it's just like, don't let that stuff in the kitchen at all. So, anyways, so that was the, fine. So there's actually an interesting here, so the Piskei Tshuva here with regards to An Zayin, right, so it said, whether it belongs to a guy or to a Jew. So if you look here in the Piskei Tshuva Zayin, now there's an interesting yidia, which I didn't know, but until last, I never realized this, but in the, right, in the Piskei Tshuva, we've come across this, a bunch of times there's brackets in the Piskei Tshuva. And sometimes the entire Piskei Tshuva is a bracket. And this is actually an example of that. Right, you see that? The entire thing is a bracket. So what's going on there? So apparently, the Piskei Tshuva lived in the early 1800s, and he printed the Piskei Tshuva, I think, in the 1820s or so, right? And he's quoting, and his idea was to quote everybody that exists from the time of Shulchan Aruch until his time. So, right, that's why the Nodeb Yehuda is all over the place. So apparently, he printed another edition 20 years later. He printed, right, in the interim, he found a lot more manuscripts. So anything that is the plain is the original Piskei Tshuva, and anything in the brackets is from the second edition of the Piskei Tshuva. And this part is, like, remarkable. It says, any time there's a Chassam Sofer quoted, the Chassam Sofer is always in brackets. Why? Because the Chassam Sofer, he didn't have the Chassam Sofer. He didn't have Tshuvas of the Chassam Sofer his first time through. So any time that a Chassam Sofer is quoted, the Chassam Sofer is always going to be in brackets. So keep that in mind going forward. Will we find an exception to that rule or not? But that is the assumption here. But anyways, he quotes here from the Chassam Sofer, his Ayin B'Tshuvas Chassam Sofer, Simon Reish Pei Vav, Shahala de Orla Shal Ovi Kochavim B'Chutzlarz de Rabbanon B'Almahu. He says, V'lo Halacha Moshe M'Sinai. He says, yeah, it's true. It does apply to non-Jews outside of Eretz Yisrael, but that's going to be a din derabanan. Meaning, what have we been saying the whole time? The assumption is that Orla outside of Eretz Yisrael is Halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai, not a din derabanan. So he comes along and says, yeah, but if it applies to a non-Jew, so then it's real derabanan. Right? It's a real derabanan, not Halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai. Achsayim, but he concludes by saying, Chol va'anu medamin, we compare them, kevin shelo matzasi zeh lehedya, hakamonim ayin sham. Right? He's nervous to say it because he never saw anybody make that distinction before. Right? But we have this issue here. It's a little bit of a dispute even in the Beis Yosef quote. Not everybody even agrees. But he says that while it's true, the Chassam Sofer suggests that while it's true that if it belongs to a non-Jew, it is still subject to Orla, it's even going to be a din derabanan of Orla, which perhaps changes the games even more. So, Lemaisa, right, why is it that we don't, outside of Eretz Yisrael, why is it that we don't really, we're not choshish for this, right? If you go in Israel, you go to buy fruit, so the Hashgacha says on it, v'lo chashash orla, or v'lo chashash nat deravai, right? That's on the list of things that one has to be choshish for. Outside of America, we're not choshish for it at all, right? In America, we don't walk into a supermarket wondering where, you know, how old the tree is that produced the apples that are in the store, even though they're potentially subject to orla. So one of them is here that, well, Suffolk, we have the right to rely on a suffix, perhaps, and it belongs to non-Jew. Belongs to non-Jews, and even have more of a right to be makel on it. But the real din of suffix orla b'chutz la'aretz, what's going on there, and some of the fancy lumdas behind it, really that is found in sif tes. That's the next sif. But for that, I think we'll have to hold off until next time that we meet. Okay, but tonight, Neter Vai and the din of Orla belonging to a guy, right? Neter Vai, this, but perhaps most going forward is this Chakira of Rav Chaim about is the din of Orla and Chutz La'aretz, is it connected to the regular din of Orla, which is what most Rishonim learn, or is it like separate and distinct, which is the way the Rambam holds? And if you hold separate and distinct, so then you can understand why there's so many differences between the way the halachos is observed in Eretz Yisrael versus the way that it's observed outside of Eretz Yisrael.
So you said in the beginning about the pineapple tree.
Yes.
The bracha on pineapple is adama.
Ah, so it's a bit of a machlokas. Right. What? Yeah, why?